Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A new bill filed in the state legislature could expand the private school voucher system. How much the measure could cost the state and who sponsored it?
And Friday is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. I'll show you when to expect the strongest storms in your area. Plus, a major milestone in a road widening project stretching from southeast Raleigh to Clayton. Sky 5 is live over I-40 with a look at the progress that's taking time off the morning and evening commute.
State lawmakers are debating a large boost in spending on school vouchers. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. Republican legislative leaders want to remove the income caps on the voucher program. WRAL Capital Bureau Chief Laura Leslie is live at the legislative building where that bill just passed its first committee. Laura.
Renee, Republican House and Senate leaders this morning came together in a show of support for a proposal that would make school vouchers, taxpayer money, available to any family in North Carolina who wants to send their child to private or religious school. Those leaders say every family should have the option to choose. The state currently spends about $200 million every year on school vouchers. When that program started about a decade ago, it was tailored for low-income families who could not otherwise afford to send their students to a private school. But over the past few years, Republican leaders have steadily expanded eligibility to higher and higher income levels. This bill would remove all income caps completely. Wealthier families could collect around $3,400 a year, families at the bottom end of the bracket about twice that. Critics of vouchers say the program takes away money from public schools at a higher and higher level every year, but House Speaker Tim Moore says the state has the funding to do both.
We can have a strong, vibrant, well-funded, supported, traditional public school system and at the same time provide for funding for those students and those families who decide they want to do something different.
I am curious as to what the argument is to allow for opportunity scholarships to a family that's making $1 million. What is the reasoning for that?
Senator Jay Choudhury, who you just heard there, and other critics say the bill will increase funding for vouchers by $1.3 billion over the next few years. And yet, the state has not yet spent the nearly $700 million the courts have said is required to spend in order to improve low-income education. Renee?
We know you'll keep tracking this legislation. Laura Leslie, live at the legislature. And Governor Roy Cooper weighed in on this. He spoke with WRAL reporter Liz McLaughlin today and spoke out against the push for school vouchers. The comment came after the governor's remarks at the State Energy Conference at NC State, where he asked for support against legislative attempts to slow down the state's progress on the clean energy economy and other initiatives, including improving public schools. The governor says the proposal for increased school voucher funding would come at a high cost for taxpayers.
And it takes a large amount of money out of the public schools that you're going to end up with poor middle-class children who potentially could have a small amount for a voucher to go to a school that's not even as good as a public school. This is wrong. It's the wrong use of taxpayer money, and we got to keep fighting it.
Friday will be a weather alert day here at WRAL. We are under a level one risk of severe storms on Friday, and Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at when the storms start where you are.
Early today, the Storm Prediction Center put us under a level one risk for severe storms for most of the viewing area. Damaging winds would be our biggest threat, but there could also be some flash flooding, especially toward the end of the day after we've seen a lot of this rainfall. So it is a WRAL weather alert day for Friday. Let's jump on in and take a look early Friday morning. We're likely to wake up to some fairly rainy conditions. It's not likely that we'll see a lot of thunderstorms in the morning, but it is likely to be a fairly wet commute. Notice by 7 or 8 o'clock, it begins to taper off just a little bit. And then we get another wave that starts close to lunchtime. This is where we'd have a better chance of some strong to severe thunderstorms. That will continue to push eastward. And at around 3 o'clock, we're getting a little bit of a break. We may see a little bit of sunshine. At that point, we could see an additional chance of a shower or thunderstorm later during the evening. But it looks like from lunchtime to mid-afternoon is where we would have the best chance of seeing any of those strong to severe storms. And again, wind damage would be the greatest threat. Our chance of storms diminishes spikes significantly overnight. Saturday's still trending pretty dry, minus a stray shower or two. And we're still tracking Sunday. And we do have the potential for some showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Keep checking back for the timeline. The models are in good consistency in terms of seeing that front come through. It's just the timing of that not as consistent. But most likely it will be in the afternoon into the evening. We may end up with a WRL weather alert day for Sunday. We'll talk more about the temperatures through the weekend coming up. Elizabeth, thanks. The commute between Johnson County and Southeast Raleigh just got a lot faster for thousands of drivers along I-40. A road widening project that began nearly 5 years ago is rolling along. WRL's Brian Schrader is in Sky 5 with a look at the progress and what's ahead. Brian, a lot of happy drivers who have to make this drive every day.
Absolutely. This is such a huge deal for drivers in Johnston County who have to drive through Garner on Interstate 40. I'm going to take you to a live picture outside the helicopter here of I-40 right there at the Clayton Bypass. Early this morning, DOT crews opened all of the new lanes in both directions of I-40 between 440 and here at the Clayton Bypass. Drivers now have at least two additional lanes in each direction. And this morning, for the first time in a long time, drivers coming in from Johnston County saw no delays on that westbound side of I-40. This is saving people an average of about 10 minutes in the heart of the morning commute. We'll have to see what kind of an effect it has for the evening commute. This has been a widening project underway since 2018. This work zone has been in place. And while these lanes are open, the work is not quite done. They're still working on the interchanges at Jones Sausage Road and Business 70 over the next several months. So you do need to slow down and pay attention. Also, they are widening lanes south of the Clayton Bypass down toward 42 and Cornwallis Road, and that will include a new interchange at 42. That's scheduled to be finished sometime late summer of 2024. But for now, drivers here around the Clayton Bypass are going to be happy with that quicker commute between the Cleveland community and Raleigh. Renee?
It is a game changer for those drivers in Johnston County. Brian Schrader in Sky 5. Thank you.
The woman accusing former President Donald Trump of raping her more than 25 years ago took the stand today. A Manhattan judge chose 6 men and 3 women to serve on the jury for the case. E. Jean Carroll says Trump raped her at a New York City department store in 1996. Trump calls the allegations a con job and a hoax. Newly released FBI data shows the number of casualties from active shooter situations last year was the highest it has been in the past 5 years. 100 people died, 213 were wounded in active shootings during 2022. The FBI designated 50 shootings as active shooter incidents last year. More than a dozen met the definition of a mass killing, 3 or more deaths in a single incident. That included shootings in Colorado Springs, Highland Park, Illinois, and Uvalde, Texas.
All eyes are on U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to see if he can get his debt limit bill across the finish line with only his party's support. After a lot of late-night deal-making, Republicans think it might have a chance of passing this week. As Madeline Rivera reports, the White House says the House GOP is selling out Americans.
The time frame to avoid a debt default may have gotten a lot tighter. New analyses show that deadline could now come in early June because of lower than expected tax receipts. And Congress is working around the clock.
Betty will come to order.
To make sure the country can pay its bills.
We have to end Washington's reckless spending habits.
House Republicans are growing more confident about their bill, which raises the debt limit by $1.5 trillion while slashing spending. They made tweaks overnight to win over some GOP holdouts, like tightening work requirements for social safety net programs and altering provisions to ethanol tax credits to win over Midwestern lawmakers.
Our district is very heavy with corn and ethanol and then biodiesel and soybeans. We have a lot of farmers and investments in those that we need to protect.
But it remains to be seen whether McCarthy has the votes. At least one GOP member says she's still a no.
From a spending perspective, it's weaker than what I believe it could be.
A report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates the legislation could cut government deficits by $4.8 trillion over 10 years. However, the White House says the Republicans' bill would hurt Americans.
Democrats also know the meaning of what these budget cuts mean. Are we really talking about cutting veterans' medical care? Because that's what non-defense discretionary is.
That was Madeline Rivera reporting. McCarthy can only afford to lose 4 Republican votes, but Democratic absences could lower the threshold of yes votes needed to pass the bill. And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs are waiting for the Carolina Hurricanes, but the New York Islanders are not quite ready to give it up just yet. The Canes did fall 3-2 last night in Game 5, and head coach Ron Brind'Amour actually spoke at a press conference earlier this morning about Game 6 going forward and what they need to do.
We're still in good shape. We just got to go out and find a way to, you know, it's going to be tough. But all the games are tough. We know we're in for a big battle. Was it Friday? And, you know, I know we'll put our best foot forward.
And there you have it. He just said on Friday, the Canes, they do lead the series right now. They can close it out on Friday. They will be on Long Island for Game 6.
Yeah, Michelle just didn't get the bounces in that one last night. Well, the finishing touches are being rolled out at the site of this year's NFL draft. This is new behind-the-scenes video from Kansas City, Missouri. You can see fresh 6,000 feet of red carpet already set up there. A big stage in front of Union Station will house the prospects ready for the draft and serve as the location for team selections. The green room is almost complete. That's where the players will wait for that dream come true phone call from an NFL team. Be sure you join us for a special edition of WRL 7 p.m. News on Thursday. That's tomorrow, along with Kansas City. WRL will be in Charlotte for the Panthers team party. All this ahead of the draft, which starts tomorrow night at 8.
Next at noon, the cost of the Norfolk Southern train derailment in Ohio. How much money the railroad company lost in the toxic spill.
Also, how would you react if you saw an alligator in the parking lot at work? We'll show you how one worker responded and how that gator was wrangled.
Plus, as a busy summer travel season gets underway, how the TSA is tackling staffing shortages to make sure that you get on your plane.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
February's massive toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, cost Norfolk Southern hundreds of millions of dollars. The company attributes the nearly $400 million loss in profit to the train derailment. The disaster caused evacuations and massive cleanup efforts. Norfolk Southern has committed nearly $31 million in compensation and support to the East Palestine community. And we've heard of no crying over spilled milk, right? Well, how about no takeoff when something is spilled? A Southwest Airlines flight departing from Georgia was delayed after a frustrated flight attendant demanded passengers clean up spilled rice from the middle of the aisle. A flight attendant urged the guilty passenger to clean it up or the plane would not leave the gate. The culprit never came forward. The flight attendant apologized for the delay and the flight was able to depart after the rice was cleaned up. An alligator spotted in a parking lot in Florida. The gator was caught on cam moseying around a warehouse parking lot in Miami. One worker could be seen avoiding the parking lot altogether after catching a glimpse of that gator. Not going to do it. The gator was tailed by police for a bit, and then a wrangler arrived, catching it in some bushes and restraining it.
That lady had a very calm back away. Yeah. I'd be running. Happy birthday to the legendary Carol Burnett. She turns 90. NBC has a star-studded 2-hour special tonight to commemorate the milestone. Mark Barger reports on the actress comedian's impact and what hit home for her during the celebration.
Yeah, I saw it in the window and I just couldn't resist it.
The Carol Burnett show had ended.
We're doing good here.
Before Night Court's Melissa Rauch was even born. But Roush's grandmother made sure the youngster saw tapes of it.
And I just remember laughing so hard and wanting to know, like, how that worked and how she did that.
Roush is one of the many stars inspired by Burnett's life and legacy.
She's just a force, and there's truly no one like her.
Who celebrated her 90th birthday in a 2-hour special airing tonight.
I was pretty gobsmacked by the whole thing.
It honors a career that includes 6 Emmys, a Grammy, a Tony, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
I just love her, and I wanted to be just like her. And I'm not just like you, but I'm my own version of you.
Also paying tribute was Julie Andrews, Burnett's pal for decades.
And oh, have we laughed along the way.
And she was with me the whole evening by my side, you know, and we've got a 62-year friendship.
and Burnett found herself teary-eyed.
Here's Vicki Lawrence.
At the introduction of her longtime castmate, whom Burnett hired at the age of 18.
The audience gave her a standing ovation. That just warmed my heart. Standing ovation, that's pretty, from those people, from that room, that's pretty heavy.
Katy Perry supplied the tune Burnett always sang to close her show.
Comes the time we have to say so long.
A bow of sorts on memories of an illustrious career.
It was quite an evening, let me put it that way.
Beats a birthday cake any day. Mark Barger, NBC News.
Can't wait to see it. Carol Burnett, 90 years of laughter and love, airs tonight at 8 here on WREL.
And don't miss an all-new Tar Heel Traveler special tonight. The latest special from WREL's Scott Mason is dubbed Sports, Thrills, and Agonies. You can watch it here on WREL, 7:30 p.m. So that's a full night of viewing they got going there. And Carol Burnett right after that.
Yeah. The agony seems to be every weekend we run into severe storms. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center to explain why we have another WREL Weather Alert Day for Friday. Big sighs all around. Eighth weekend in a row. Not that we've had a WREL Weather Alert Day every weekend, but this will be the eighth weekend in a row that we've had at least some rain around our viewing area. So damaging winds would be our biggest threat for Friday. We have the potential for some flooding as well. And we're going to walk through the timeline again for Friday. And of course, we'll add Saturday and Sunday to that coming up in a little bit. But let's look at what's happening outside right now. Currently, we are looking at a few clouds out. We've had a good bit of sunshine over the last few hours. So once we get past lunchtime here, expect the clouds to thicken up a little bit. And as we get into 5-6 o'clock, we're going to see some isolated showers beginning to push in. This is the newest run of the computer model, and it's not as wet for the Triangle area as the previous run this morning. We do still have maybe a better chance of a few showers down to the south. A rumble of thunder is not out of the question, but mostly this is just going to be some scattered showers. Notice at 9 o'clock, some of that begins to lift northward, but by midnight, that is over. And we're going to talk about our chances for rain on Thursday. Of course, we talked about Friday. We'll get into Saturday and Sunday as well. We take a look at Warrenton, and we're looking at mostly gray skies here. We'll see more and more of that as we get through the afternoon. Our temperatures around the Triangle area are pushing 70. We should climb on up into the 70s this afternoon, especially with a little bit of sunshine to help us along. It is 70 in Fayetteville, 72 in Clinton, 70 in Rocky Mount, and a cooler 63 up in Roxboro. We take a look at our temperatures around town, again, looking at 72 for Raleigh and Durham and 73 degrees in Fayetteville. We look ahead. You know, we get to this time of year, April, we tend to see some really pleasant temperatures, sometimes some rain and thunderstorms, but a lot of people tend to have their outdoor events and festivals as we get into April and May because we usually have such nice weather. Well, we talked about Friday already. We know it's a WREL Weather Alert Day, scattered thunderstorms. It does look like some of those should taper off by the evening. On Friday, I know they have music, and then on Saturday and Sunday, it's the carnival and street fair and more music. Right now, Saturday's looking pretty good. There may be a quick shower that passes by. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 70s. And then Sunday, we're watching for that chance of storms. Best chance of that will be in the afternoon. And that includes the entire viewing area. That's not just for Fayetteville, but of course, Dogwood Festival, so many people look forward to that. We are looking at our temperatures starting to warm up just a little bit into the low 70s as we get into the weekend. That's close to normal, but behind Sunday's front, our temperatures take a drop again and stay cooler than normal. You know, this time of year, I don't think we complain too much about that. 72 today, 73 tomorrow. We do have the rain icon on Thursday. We're going to walk through Thursday. It looks like just isolated showers at best. Not a washout for Thursday. Friday looks like a much wetter day, especially during the afternoon, but we'll probably wake up to some rain Friday morning. And of course, we have the WREL Weather Alert Day for severe storms. Saturday, just a small chance of a shower, and then tracking more storms on Sunday. Sunday may end up being a WREL Weather Alert Day as well. Right now, Monday and Tuesday look fairly quiet. But as promised, we're going to walk through Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday hour by hour to show you the timing of the rain. Elizabeth, thanks. Working, studying, or connecting with loved ones, internet access is vital to living our lives. However, even in our own homes, Wi-Fi can be spotty. Five Underside's Killy Arthur shares the magic router that can fix that.
And a school in our area is named the top magnet school in the nation. Coming up at 5:30 tonight, WREL's Destiny Patterson shows us what a Wake County Elementary School is doing right. And the pandemic may be the reason for lost love and untying the knot. Coming up, we'll tell you how long jewelry companies expect to fill the engagement gap.
And mortgage loans may come at a higher price for some home buyers. Ahead, how much new fees could climb and who could see a possible decrease. Closing sales start today at Bed Bath & Beyond. That means if you're holding on to your coupons, they have officially expired. WRO's Ken Smith is here now with how you can still save money if you shop at Bed Bath & Beyond. Ken.
You know, Renee, I think a lot of people were trying to take advantage of those closing sales. We've been reporting on this story for several days now. The retail store is winding down business, and some of the stores will officially close their doors today. Now, here's some dates you need to keep in mind when shopping over the next several days and weeks. Let's start with gift cards. Bed Bath & Beyond says customers have until May 8th to use those Bed Bath & Beyond gift cards. Also, if you're part of the Welcome Rewards program, you'll be able to redeem the frequent shopper points through May 15th. Bed Bath & Beyond says for now, its remaining 330 stores, including some right here in the Triangle, and its 120 Bye Bye Baby stores and websites will continue serving customers until at least June. But here's something else to keep in mind. Any purchases before today, you have until May 24th to make those returns. But anything you buy today and until the stores close, they're all final sales. You can read more about the store closings online at WRL.com and just search Bed Bath & Beyond. And you couldn't open your mailbox without seeing a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon up until this point.
Yeah, always look forward to that. 10 to 20 years ago, yeah. Bed Bath & Beyond was the go-to place Incredible. For anything that you needed in the home. Yep. And the retail landscape has just changed so much. It's just tough for them to stay afloat.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to miss that store.
Yeah, end of an era there.
Yeah.
Ken, thanks.
Something else ending. It's looking like a tough time for love as engagement ring sales drop in the U.S. The country's largest jewelry company, Signet, reported an engagement gap because of the pandemic. The company says a decline in dating during the lockdown may explain the drop in revenue for 2023. Signet brands like Jared, Kay Jewelers, and Zales expect sales to remain low until 2024. In order to fill the gap, the company says ring purchases will have to grow 25% by 2026. It's a vacation interest that historically attracts retirees, but more millennials are cruising along for the ride. A new report in the Wall Street Journal found that many young adults would rather spend money on experiences. It also finds social media platforms like TikTok and YouTube as influential factors. Millennials create travel videos from their cruise using hashtag CruiseTalk. Some videos have gained over a billion views.
Mortgage fees are changing soon for some home buyers. Starting May 1st, the Federal Housing Finance Agency will increase fees for some borrowers with higher credit scores. The Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac home loans could grow as much as 0.75%. For people with lower credit scores, they could see up to a 2% decrease on their fees. This effort will make homes more affordable for people limited by income.
And UNC Chapel Hill preparing for former Vice President Mike Pence as he is expected to speak today. Coming up, we're going to tell you why experts think he'll be here.
We're closing in on the summer travel rush in our next half hour. Find out how RDU is trying to make sure your flights run smoothly.
And hear your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Big crowds are expected at UNC Chapel Hill during a visit from former Vice President Mike Pence. This comes as expectations rise for Pence to run for president. WRAL's Nye Harden explains what's happening on campus today.
The former vice president is going to be speaking at the student union tonight at 7 o'clock. But before he arrives, people plan to protest. Several organizations and the UNC Chapel Hill Young Democrats plan to protest Pence's appearance. The former vice president, who has not announced he's running for president, will speak on what he calls saving America from the woke left. He'll also do a Q&A. The event comes just one day after President Biden announced he's running for re-election. It's being sponsored by Young America's Foundation. Experts believe the former vice president's timing shows he's trying to find out where he can pull core supporters.
Older Republicans have tended to support former President Trump. We know he's a candidate for the nomination, as are a couple of other Republicans. So I think Mike Pence is trying to find a lane to get the nomination. And if he gets great support on college campuses and elsewhere, he might declare his candidacy. If not, he may say it's not worth his time.
The event is free and open to the public tonight. You do have to get a ticket to be able to at least try to get in. Organizers say it's possible you may not get inside, even if you do have a ticket. And we will be covering this throughout the day on WRAL News as well as the news app. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Chapel Hill.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is expected to formally kick off his presidential campaign today in Arkansas. The former Arkansas governor served as federal prosecutor in the House of Representatives and as the administrator of the Drug Enforcement Administration during the Bush years. He's expected to promote what he calls common sense conservatism. Hutchinson argues that he has the credentials and temperament to win a general election.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, breaking about 30 minutes ago, North Dakota is the latest state to sign a bill that is limiting access to bathrooms, locker rooms, and shower rooms for transgender kids and adults. Arkansas actually signed a similar law last month. And just last week, North Carolina's General Assembly passed two bills banning transgender students from participating in high school sports that is consistent with their gender identity. Now, the House and Senate will write up one version of the bill before it heads to Governor Cooper's desk.
We're working to learn the name of the person who was killed in a crash involving a motorcycle and an ambulance in Johnston County. This was a horrific scene when the WRL Breaking News Tracker arrived at Barber Road and Laurelwood Drive in Smithfield. We're told the two vehicles hit head-on just before 5 last night, and you can see the motorcycle underneath that ambulance. No word on charges in a crash on Martin Luther King Parkway in Durham. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was at the scene just before 3:30 this morning. Police say a driver ran a red light and crashed into another car, and then it flipped onto its side. There are no reports of any serious injuries.
Raleigh police hope these newly released pictures can help them catch a bank robber. They say the man you see here stole money from the State Employees Credit Union on Corporation Parkway. Sky 5 flew over the crime scene on Friday. Police do not believe he used a weapon nor threatened violence. They tell us the man was last seen driving a dark-colored Dodge Chrysler minivan. If you recognize him, call police. A cold case in Lenoir County going back 22 years is now reopened. The Lenoir County Sheriff's Office says it's investigating the case of Tamika Pridgen. She vanished from her home in LaGrange in 2001 and hasn't been found. She was 16 years old then. The Sheriff's Office and SBI have worked this case, but no arrests have been made. If you know anything about this, contact the Sheriff's Office.
Heading into the busy summer travel season, staffing concerns are growing at airports. Today, the TSA is holding a recruiting event. WRL's Laura Levine explains what's being done to help make your next trip a smooth one.
A spokesperson with RDU tells me they are preparing for a record-breaking summer for travel. Currently, they have about 400 TSA workers here. They're hoping to add an additional 50 with this hiring event. Now, this event is happening until 3 o'clock this afternoon at the DoubleTree by Hilton RTP in Durham. This big hiring push is also happening in eastern North Carolina this week. Officials are working to get ahead of staff shortages before peak travel season. A national shortage of air traffic controllers has major airlines making schedule cuts this summer to prevent delays. American Airlines plans to slash services at two major New York airports, and both United and Delta are trimming up to 10% of flights. This will have a ripple effect at RDU.
Travelers coming from RDU mostly have connections through the New York airports, Dulles, those sort of things. So I, you know, be on top of and rechecking your flights if you do have flights booked this summer.
That travel agent also tells me with the reduced flight schedules this summer, that could mean the price of airfare could go up. So she says book accordingly. If you're interested in applying for a job here at RDU, head over to WREL.com where we have more details. Laura Levine, WREL News at RDU.
And breaking right now in the WREL Live Center out of Florida, Disney just announced they are suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his oversight board. They are accusing him of weaponizing his political power to punish the company for exercising its free speech rights. The lawsuit was filed in federal court minutes after the board appointed DeSantis to oversee Disney's special taxing district. The lawsuit says DeSantis's retaliation threatens Disney's business operations and jeopardizes its economic future in the region and also violates its constitutional rights.
So you say you've never had allergies. You can still develop them. Why many adults are struggling with allergies for the first time in their lives.
Plus, who would have thought walking the dog can be hazardous for the dog walker? We'll explain the types of injuries emergency rooms are seeing, all from giving your dog exercise. Welcome back. It is 12:38. Summer is a popular time to go and visit the North Carolina coast, but spring is a great time to visit. You're looking live at beautiful Beaufort, a mix of sun and clouds. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. A new health service from Apple may be in the works. The tech giant is developing an AI-powered health coaching service codenamed Quartz. The service would help encourage people to improve their sleep, eating, and exercise habits. Quartz would use data from a user's Apple Watch to recommend and create programs customized to their health conditions. The service will likely be launched next year.
Seasonal allergies are making more people miserable this year, and they're hitting a lot of adults for the very first time. Katie Beck tells us what's behind the increase and how you can reduce your risk.
New York school teacher Kiera Wilson spent her recent spring break feeling miserable.
Itchy throat, so much sneezing. I actually had to buy allergy medicine for the first time.
For the first time as an adult, Wilson is struggling through allergy season.
This year is much, much, much worse.
Allergist Dr. Stanley Feynman says he's hearing similar patient stories from first-time allergy fighters in their 30s and 40s.
I saw one just now, in fact, this morning, who was miserable.
Doctors say onset seasonal allergies are becoming more common because warmer temps are extending the window for pollen release.
This is kind of a pollen storm almost, and that can really bring on more symptoms.
So far in 2023, spring has been up to 3 weeks earlier in the Southeast and more than four in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Doctors say that those who are suffering should check the air quality reports before going outside, try and keep windows and doors shut, and seek testing for specific allergies because many treatments exist. And while colds and allergies sometimes look alike,
the difference is itching. So people who have allergies tend to have a lot of histamine release causing itching in their nose, itching in their eyes.
Wilson says medicine is helping with hers, but still a new battle she's fighting day to day.
We know North Carolina is no refuge for allergies. That was NBC's Katie Beck reporting.
Testing for Alzheimer's disease is on the rise. Coming up, we'll examine what could be motivating people to learn more about their genetics.
Also, some Americans reach for the bottle of melatonin in the quest for a better night's sleep. But some researchers say you might be getting more than you bargained for.
Healthcare professionals say a growing number of people are undergoing genetic testing to see if they're at a higher risk of developing Alzheimer's. Marianne Rafferty takes a closer look at what could be driving more people to want to learn about their risk factors.
More than 6 million people in the U.S. have Alzheimer's, the most common type of dementia. The Alzheimer's Association says that number is expected to increase to roughly 13 million people by 2050. And while the National Institutes of Health says there isn't a single cause of Alzheimer's, your genetics can play a part.
I had the constant fear that, oh, it's good, I'm next.
After losing her mother to the disease, Wendy Nelson took a 23andMe DNA test to see if she had any copies of APOE4, a gene variant that can increase a person's risk of developing Alzheimer's.
It comes up with very dramatic. You have two variants of APOE4.
With each copy of the APOE4 that you have, that not only increases your risk of developing Alzheimer's disease in later life, you tend to develop at a slightly younger age.
Pretty devastating news to learn.
While Nelson's results were not what she wanted, knowing her risk factors is giving her time to plan for what could happen in the future. And according to health data company Truveta, more Americans are following suit, citing how testing for APOE4 is on the rise. Some doctors believe more people want to get tested because medical breakthroughs are showing signs of slowing the progression of the disease. The makers of the drug Leqembi say it's been shown to reduce the rate of cognitive decline in patients with mild Alzheimer's by 27%.
That was Marianne Rafferty reporting. When it comes to the drug Leqembi, the cost for a year's supply is nearly $27,000. It also poses potential risks for brain swelling and microbleeding. Doctors say these risks can be elevated for people who have two copies of APOE4.
Melatonin gummies promise better sleep, but you may be getting more of the supplement than you think. Researchers studied 25 different melatonin gummy brands, and they found 22 of them contained different amounts than what was printed on the label. Higher doses of melatonin could increase risk for side effects like dizziness or vomiting. Walking your dog might be more dangerous than you think. A study by Johns Hopkins University estimates more than 420,000 adults in the U.S. visited emergency rooms for dog walking related injuries. That was from 2001 to 2020. A majority of the injuries were caused by a person falling after being tangled in, pulled by, or tripped by a dog on the leash. The study found that women and seniors have a higher chance of suffering serious injuries while walking a leashed dog. It can be tricky when they have their own mind made up that they're going to go in one direction. You know, they pull and tug and see a squirrel and take a, you know.
As you know from personal experience from your dog, Harley. Yeah, you've told me about your adventures there.
Many.
Well, we do have beautiful weather to walk you through, but also some serious weather that's coming up on Friday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center.
We do have a level one risk for severe storms for Friday, so it's a weather alert day, and we do have the potential for some scattered storms that could produce wind damage and some flash flooding. We might see a round of rain in the morning and then a bit of a break and then a later round with a better chance for some scattered thunderstorms. Those severe storms, the biggest threat would be damaging wind. We could see up to an inch, inch and a half, maybe some isolated 2-inch rainfall total. So we'll be watching for a little bit of isolated flooding as well. We have some rain in our forecast for this evening. You can see the rain here in western North Carolina moving towards Charlotte. So a lot of that's going to slide eastward. The latest runs of the computer models keep that just south of us right around the evening commute and then push it a little farther north. But that's a pretty decent looking band there that's approaching Charlotte. And so this is a look at the band of rain here with a cold, with a warm front and eventually a cold front that comes through here on Friday. This is a look at Futurecast as we head through the day today. We've seen some increase in our cloud cover. Here's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and it's dry at that point, but back to the west again, we're watching those showers potentially from Raleigh southward at around 5 to 7 o'clock. And then it continues to be scattered as we get through the evening and mostly takes a break early on Thursday. As we get into Thursday, we could see an isolated shower here and there. It'll be mainly cloudy. We could see a few breaks in the clouds, but it'll feel a good bit more gray than this morning did. And then on Friday morning, we'll start with some rain. So we'll have that first band of rain that comes through very, very early. There's 6 a.m. We get a bit of a break, and then we're watching for late morning to around lunchtime. Here's noon. You can see these showers and thunderstorms are covering a good chunk of the viewing area, and then that moves on out of here by 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when we'll have the best chance of some wind damage. It may not be over at that point. We could still see after a break in the evening another chance of a shower or thunderstorm maybe after dinner time. All that moves eastward and we get a break in systems on Saturday. So sort of a lull in the action. It wouldn't be
out of the question to see an isolated shower on Saturday, but we're not looking at a big front coming through with a lot of heavy rain. And then on Sunday, we're following our front. Some of the computer models want to move this a little faster. This is the latest run of this model here, where it has the rain coming in pretty late in the day. So we'll continue to watch, and we'll have a lot more runs of the computer models coming in between now and Sunday, and we'll be fine-tuning that. But looking at a very good chance for some thunderstorms on Friday, so we are under a WRIL weather alert day, and it's possible that we could see that on Sunday as well. We have a small risk for flooding on Friday. Total rainfall from Friday all the way through Sunday is likely to be maybe an inch to an inch and a half. Our temperatures stay mild. Highs are in the 70s and lows are in the 50s for most of this next 7 days.
Elizabeth, many professionals will be recognized for their exemplary service today. Coming up, we'll share why the importance of National Administrative Professionals Day is all about.
And here's a look at the winning Mega Millions numbers 8, 29, 46, 47, 48. The Mega Ball is 12 and the Megaplier 2. A student nominated our WRL Teacher of the Week, saying the teacher makes students feel special in a way they could never imagine. Brian Schrader talks with a Johnston County teacher who helped students find their place in theater.
Dana Bottomley started as a radio news reporter, and she enjoyed it, but she wanted a change of pace.
I wanted to be a teacher since I was a kid, and so I kind of redirected that path and then went back to it.
Bottomley has been teaching for 16 years, first in the core subjects, and then a few years ago, Bottomley became the music and theater teacher at Cleveland Middle School in Johnston County.
Doing music and theater, you get to see kids find their place, even the ones that might not be the actors on the stage or the singers in the choir, the kids behind the scenes. I think every child, every person can find a place in the theater.
Bottomley says teachers, parents, and the local business community always come together to make those productions a reality and to give her students a place to shine.
They just put it all out there every year, and they just love doing it. And I love when they find their home out in the theater.
Dana Bottomley is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
And she makes it feel like home. You can look at all of our honored teachers and nominate a teacher you'd like us to recognize. Go to WRL.com, enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following for you today. Republican House and Senate leaders came together today in a show of support for a proposal over school choice. It would give school vouchers to any family in North Carolina that wants to send a child to private or religious school. Critics of the proposal say it takes more money away from public schools every year.
For the first time in 15 years, people who commute in the morning no longer have to deal with the I-40 and Clayton Bypass bottleneck. The project to widen I-40 from Southeast Raleigh to Clayton crossed a major milestone this morning. All new lanes in both directions of I-40 are open to traffic between 440 US 70 bypass, that is exit 309.
Big crowds are expected at UNC Chapel Hill during a visit from former Vice President Mike Pence. This visit comes as expectations rise for Pence to run for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. Several organizations, including UNC Young Democrats, plan to protest his appearance. The former VP is scheduled to speak at 7 tonight.
Today is National Administrative Professionals Day. It's observed every year on Wednesday during the last full week in April. There are many jobs that fall under the title, including office management, clerical, or data entry duties. The day launched in 1952. It is marked to recognize all the hard work administrative professionals do.
Our pet of the day is Angelica. Sweet 6-year-old Calico loves people and gets along with other cats, but needs a home without dogs. Give her a little time to get used to you and prepare to be loved. To meet her in person, you can fill out an application on the Cat Angels website. NBC News Daily is up next on WRAL, your next local news update in just 30 minutes.
You can get breaking news updates anytime with our WRAL News app. Have a great day, everybody.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.